morning. Today, we celebrate the greatest comeback the world has ever seen. There have been some good comebacks. Take that, Reformed. That was a pretty great comeback. But maybe not the best the world has ever seen. I'm sure that you can think of some great footballing comebacks. Alan Merrin, comment below. Some sporting comebacks. Some political or historical ones. Maybe you've had some personal comebacks where you have unexpectedly triumphed over challenge and adversity. Life looks like we all need to do that a bit at the moment, doesn't it? So today we're going to think a little bit about the gracious comeback. Just as our spoken word video right at the beginning of our service told us, Jesus dying on the cross and being raised back from dead to life again. Wow. So let's hear the story as you're colouring in your toilet rolls from Matthew's Gospel. And hopefully the words will appear down below. It's Matthew chapter 28 and the first 10 verses from the NIV UK version. Jesus had risen. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Wow. What an amazing story. So as the children or you grown-ups are illustrating your toilet rolls and making your empty tomb, I want to share some gifts of truth about this comeback story that may really speak to us at the moment. And I say gifts because, unlike Christmas or birthdays, we don't really get gifts at Easter unless you class chocolate as a gift. The first gift our Bible reading tells us about is this. It's freedom from fear. In our Bible reading, both the angel and Jesus himself tell the women they need not be afraid. Do not be afraid. It said 365 times in the Bible. That's one for every day of the year, because we as people are in the habit of forgetting. Do not be afraid is a very good message for us today. And it was a good message for those women who came to the tomb. They needed to hear, because their life was turned upside down as well. The angel and Jesus wanted to remind these friends that even though everything looked terrifying, even though their whole weekend had been utterly terrifying and scary, even though everything in their world was turned upside down, they still had reason to trust. They still had reason to believe. they still had reason not to be afraid. They just didn't know it yet. And that reason that they could hope and they could trust and they could believe is Jesus was alive. And everything they were afraid of, everything they had been dreading, was turned around when Jesus rose from the dead. So we need to hear those words today. Don't be afraid. Because we're in a time of fear for everyone. And we are all invited this morning to trust the one who brings life out of death, who brings hope out of fear. Freedom from fear is a great Easter gift. So here's our next one. Peace. Oh, there's drama in our Bible reading today. On the first Easter morning, we've heard in Matthew's Gospel everything was happening. It was kicking off. There was a violent earthquake. We don't get many of those on the Wirral. There was a huge stone rolled away from the tomb, and then an angel just sat casually on top of the stone, who glowed so bright it was frightening. That sort of thing does not happen every Sunday morning. There's soldiers shaking and falling down as if dead with fear, with people running everywhere. And into the midst of that, Jesus appears. In the NIV, he says, "Greetings," but in many other translations, he says, "Peace be with you." We all know that we need peace in our hearts and our minds and in our land at the moment. That is a great Easter gift. Peace in our hearts, whatever else is happening around us, peace. That's an Easter gift today, because Jesus is risen. I've got two more Easter gifts to tell you about, but Dan wants to check in and see how those Lural masterpieces are going on. Yeah. Over to Dan.
Okay, everybody. I don't know how yours are going, but we're doing okay. We've got some tunes being done, and there's an angel, and so is Jake. So the next thing is to take your second loo roll, and we're going to hit the next two characters in the story is Mary, looking a little bit shocked, and Mary. So you can do your two Marys back to back on your roll. Remember, they're shocked, they're surprised, because you know, it wasn't what they expected. So we're going to do that next, so you guys can carry on with your craft.
Dan, looking good. I can tell you've spent a lot of time on your colouring in this morning. Well done, well done. So we discovered in our Bible reading two Easter gifts so far. Freedom from fear and peace. There's another two in there that I'd like to explain. And like gifts, the best gifts are meant to share. If you get a box of chocolates, you could eat them all yourself. Or you could share them. The best gifts are really meant to be shared. And so the next gift is a message to tell. The woman in the Bible story were told not to keep the news that Jesus had risen to them back. The angel was anxious that the disciples would know quickly. So the women hurried off, and even though at that point they had not seen Jesus, the message that he had risen was so important that people who loved Jesus needed to hear it. And so when Jesus appeared, he reiterated the angel's instructions. "Go and tell my brothers, sisters," he said. Wow. How good are we at telling others this amazing news that Jesus is alive and reigns and is living with us and in us? Because I think that's the best message the world has ever known, that Jesus died and rose again. That is the most amazing good news. Because that means for us that all the things that we get wrong, all the things that trip us up and mess us up, our mistakes, the Bible calls that sin, all the things that get in the way of a relationship with God, all the things that are, means we fall short of the mark, are all forgiven, all taken away, because Jesus takes that on himself and says, I forgive you and I love you. That's Easter good news, but that's everyday good news. Who do you know that needs to know that? This morning, who are you going to run off and tell? Because that news might just change their world. So, one gift is we have a message to tell, church. And finally, our last gift. We've got another reading from the Bible. I'd like to read some short words from Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 to 4. Living as those made alive in Christ. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. You have been raised to life with Christ. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Now that's an Easter gift. It wasn't just Jesus who gets given new life on Resurrection Sunday. We are given it too. Wow. It's not just him that's raised to new life. We are raised to new life too. And that short reading reminds us that because of Jesus, we share in his resurrection and will one day go and live with him. Future sorted because of Easter Sunday and the gift that is offered to us. There's some great gifts this Easter. Freedom from fear, peace for our troubled hearts, a message to tell and to share, and the gift of our lives being hidden in Christ, and that we are raised to new life. These are Easter gifts that will last forever. Happy Easter.